Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow, we've got a great program coming up this afternoon. We've got a guest that we're going to be talking to in a second. And then we're going to fill the second half of our program with two of the most interesting radio guests you've ever heard.
I wonder who that is. Maybe we should just keep it a surprise. Let's just keep it a surprise for now. It will be captivating. We will be imparting lots of information. How about that?
All right. We'll keep it a secret.
All right. And by the way, listeners, coming up in just a couple weeks is our Radiothon, November 1st and 2nd, I think. And we need a couple more volunteers for the phones. It's always a fun time here at Catholic Radio. We usually only keep you for an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, mm-hmm. Either morning or afternoon. If you've got a couple hours available, give us a call, 317-870-8400. It's always jam-packed here. Sharon Ganley fills the office with all kinds of goodies. And it's fun to have the phone lines light up and take the information. You get to chat with people, kind of widen your social circle. It's great fun. Sometimes homeschoolers come in and visit us. However, this fall, the afternoons are going to be filled with a couple of the local Catholic schools competing with each other. That was fun last year when we did that.
Yeah, we're going to have Cardinal Ritter High School will be here one day, and Cathedral will be here the other day.
Right.
It's going to be fun. That's November 1st and 2nd right here on Catholic Radio.
You know, I thought what we'd do today is we have with us via phone Kathy Wright. Welcome, 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 Kathy.
Thank you, MJ. I'm happy to be with you.
You know, Kathy, listeners, let me give you a little bit of background on Kathy. She was a principal for a long, long time, grade school, Catholic grade school principal. And then, this is a funny story. I think this to me is quite funny, Kathy. And then she retired for about a week or two. And she no sooner retired that our pastor asked her at St. Simon the Apostle Catholic Church if she would come back as a pastoral associate. And shock of all shocks, she said yes, she would. And then I didn't know her as principal of the school, but then she started being responsible for the RCIA program. And that's where I fell in love with Kathy Wright. I absolutely love that process. And today we're going to talk about that process a little bit. It's a little bit of a mystery to non-Catholics and even to some Catholics. So anyway, Kathy, welcome and God bless you. Thank you for allowing us to chat with you by phone. Tell us a little bit about your family, what side of town you live on. And I understand you have a huge trip going on next week.
I do. I had a big birthday this past summer. I rolled over into the 70s.
Woohoo!
And so I decided that it would be fun to take my adult children and grandchildren to Disney World.
Oh, my goodness.
And my grandchildren, I have four of them. One can't go because he's at IU.
Oh.
But the other three are going, and we're leaving next week.
Oh, my goodness.
So very excited about that. As I said, I have three adult children. My two girls are married. My oldest daughter is a parishioner at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and she has a sophomore in college and a junior at Garen.
Oh, my goodness.
And my second daughter is a member at Holy Spirit at Geist, and she has two sons, a seventh grader and an eighth grader in Hamilton Southeastern School System. And then I have a single son. We call him the baby of the family, but my girls always say he gets everything.
Aww.
But he is actually going to be in the Bahamas another friend's wedding over the time we're gone. So
we wish
him a safe trip.
You know, Busy, they say in retirement, I don't know why people ask, what are you going to do in retirement? Because that never would have applied to you, Kathy. I think you were busier in retirement than you were when you were a principal. But so RCIA, what does that stand for?
Well, RCIA is the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults. And what that signifies is that people who have been raised in another religion or no religion at all are welcomed into the Catholic Church through this process called RCIA. If they have never been baptized in a particular religion, then we call them catechumens. And if they have been baptized in a religion like Methodist, Lutheran, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, the common Christian religions, then we call them catechists. And we work with them throughout the year, helping them to understand what the Catholic faith is all about.
Okay.
And that's RCIA in a nutshell.
Well, you know, it's a little bit of a mystery, I think, to most people. When I say that, even amongst my non-Catholic family, there's always an eyebrow raised. What is that? Because it really, the name has kind of morphed over the years, even for Catholics. You know, I think back when I was a kid, they called it taking instructions.
Right.
And I think there's a little bit of a question about who it is for. We often see in our parish bulletins, probably starting in May or June, you know, if you know someone who's interested in the faith or someone who's has questions about the faith, not necessarily talking about converting, but they kind of soft pedal initially as a discernment process just to find out more about the faith.
Exactly, and that's how we begin. Actually, at our parish, the way we start off is we have a core team, what we call a core team, and these are people that are so dedicated to the process of RCIA that they come back year after year, MJ being one of them, and they help at, we have what we call table discussions, and are people that are interested in coming into the church or are just trying to find out more about it, will sit at those tables, and there's a specific topic that's going to be discussed that particular night. For instance, on October 25th, that night, I'm going to be talking about Mary. Now, Mary is always an interesting discussion area because a lot of non-Catholics have no idea. They think that Catholics adore Mary in the same way that we have adoration for Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. And so trying to get them to understand that many Catholics have devotions to Mary, but it is not the same as adoration of the Lord.
And that's a good distinction. That actually is a perfect topic to kind of pull apart because, you know, Kathy, I think you've been involved with RCIA for a long time, for a number of years, and it always intrigues me when one of the first sessions we ask the people what misconceptions they or what ideas they had about the Catholic Church, preconceived notions they bring to the table. And it's always interesting to me. You know, the common things, you think that Mary's going to come up, you think that confession is, you know, that confession's going to come up, or a stumbling block that they had to the church. It's always interesting to me because it's different every year.
You're absolutely right, yes. Sacrament of Reconciliation is always one that they are not quite sure of. They don't understand the idea of the priest in the in the form of Jesus, being able to absolve them of their sins. You know, whereas a lot of them will say, oh, I just pray to God and ask him to forgive me my sins. Well, we always know that God listens to us, but through the priest, we have that forgiveness in absolution. And I think that that's a big concept that is something that we discuss, and they have a clearer understanding of as the year progresses.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Why does it take, and I've gotten this question from not only people in RCIA, but from our non-Catholic friends. And if you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today is Kathy Wright. And Kathy Wright is from St. Simon the Apostle Catholic Church, principal, grade school principal for many years, pastoral associate, and led RCIA. I wonder what, first of all, why does it take 9 months because usually RCIA starts in September, although it's not too late to join even now, wouldn't you say?
Oh, no, it is not too late. In fact, from September until the first part of December, it's called the discernment process. And that's the process of evangelization and pre-catechumenate. And we go over certain topics that are really at the core of the Catholic faith to give the people that have an interest and think that they might like to make the journey, give them that opportunity. And then on December 3rd, the first Sunday of Advent, then there is what's called at Mass the rite of acceptance. And those who have made the decision to continue the journey come in through Mass and through the presence of the priest in welcoming them through the rite of acceptance. And from then on, it's very interesting. Those who have never been baptized actually come up to the priest during Mass from then on, and we do what's called breakout sessions from the time after the priest has his homily, which in some faiths would be a sermon or the pastoral study of the gospel that was written. And then they break out and they discuss the readings from the Bible that have occurred during that Mass time, and any questions that might have arisen during the week about the Catholic faith. And they do that from the that rite of acceptance all the way up until they're welcomed into the church at the Easter Vigil,
you know,
which is this year coming up in March, end of March.
You know, Kathy, I love the breakouts. I really love the breakouts. Initially, I didn't understand it, you know, why you would separate them out, take them out. But it became, for me, it was not only a growth process, but it became for me my favorite time to meet with them because it was so intimate. And the questions and thoughts that they had, the things that we shared were really, we didn't have that opportunity during class because it is one-on-one or maybe two or three-on-one. But it's a much more intimate setting, and the growth and the ideas and the information that we shared, we never would have been able to share in class.
I agree. You're absolutely right. I think that they feel a real camaraderie with the core team member that is there with them during that breakout session, and they feel comfortable among themselves talking about things that they might not feel as comfortable bringing up in front of the entire class.
I agree. You know, for people that are just now tuning in, you know, maybe we should explain that the material that is used during RCIA is not just something that we copy, you know, and make up as we go. What kind of material do you usually use at St. Simon to guide
Actually,
you?
Actually, we use the United States Catholic Catechism for Adults as our guide to the different presentations. And what that is, it is based on the Catholic Catechism that the church revamped several years ago. But it does it in a way that is user-friendly and so important in covering the different topics that are vital to knowing what it really means to be a Catholic. And we have seen, you and I, over the years, that we've had a number of Catholics sit in on the class and say, I've learned more than I did throughout my, you know, Catholic lifetime. And they might have been what we call cradle Catholics. That is, they were baptized as infants.
Yeah. You know, Kathy, you're absolutely right. There is such a hunger for truth, which not only brings many of these people through our doors, but I also have been touched by the people that have come and sat in who are cradle Catholics. And, you know, interestingly enough, listeners, many times those Catholics are 70 or 80 years old, which is pretty incredible to me. Many times it is the person who is, it's a marriage situation and someone is getting married. And so one person is Catholic and one person is not. And oftentimes we hear that the person who's Catholic gets just as much, if not more, out of it than their partner who is going through it because they want to be Catholic before they get married.
You're absolutely right. And wasn't it wonderful last year when we had one of the young people that was coming in? She and her fiancé were planning to be married, and she wanted to become a Catholic before they did marry. And he came every single week with her. He was her sponsor. That is, he prayed with her, they discussed the different topics for the week, and she came into the church at Easter Vigil. Now they're getting married this month at St. Simon, and then they have an audience with the Pope where they take their bridal attire and go to the Vatican and get a blessing from the Pope.
How incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, yes, it is. You know, I'm sure there are people that are listening from St. Malachy or St. Andrew or Lourdes, and they're thinking, is this the same at our parish? Is it? I haven't heard about this. Is it pretty much, Kathy, would you say, the same format at every parish?
You know, I would say for the most part, it is basically the same format. It all depends on, I think, the person that is in charge of our CIA. There are training sessions that the Archdiocese provides, and the RCIA directors are encouraged to attend those training sessions where they tell you the important topics that need to be touched upon. There are many parishes that actually do it year-round.
Oh, my.
And as soon as a person shows interest, that person starts the process, but they still don't come in until Easter Vigil.
Okay.
Is there an ideal size group? I know some parishes have, you know, just three or four, and other parishes have 40 or 50 people in the program. Is there an ideal size?
I don't know so much as there's an ideal size. I think what's important is that you have a connection with a person that is what we call a core team leader, that sits at a table. Now, we never, for the most part, we had 20 or fewer each year in our program. And the people at the tables connected with their core team. And I think that's a good amount. But I know that there are many parishes where there are huge, huge numbers. And they probably have more volunteers from the parish that do come in, and sponsors are encouraged to come and be there on the journey with the person that is coming into the church.
You know, we've been talking about RCIA with Kathy Wright from St. Simon, the Apostle Catholic Church. You know, I know from being involved in RCIA that there's a vast age range. But I wonder if you would talk a little bit about maybe the family that, because we've had a number here at Catholic Radio, where whole families have come into the church, have converted. What do you do? How do you handle that if you have a mom and dad and then maybe a 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old and a 10-year-old? How do you, is that all handled under the umbrella of RCIA, or how do you handle that?
Oh, okay. That's a very interesting question, because RCIA is for adults. So that means you are 18 years of age or older to participate in adult formation. There is what's called RCIC, which is Rite of Christian Initiation of Children. If you are 7 years of age, reach the age of reason, and have not been baptized, then you go through RCIC with a teacher, a core team member. The children do not come to the adult sessions. They go to a different session. If you are under 7 years of age and have not reached the age of reason, you can go ahead and be baptized and welcomed into the church anytime from infancy up until age 7 in order and not have to go through the RCIC process.
Oh, okay.
Now, Kathy, somebody listening right now who maybe is not Catholic and says, gee, I think I want to do that anywhere in the city at all, where would they start? How would they begin?
Well, if they could figure out what their parish is, what boundaries, which parish they live in, say they live in St. Simon Parish, then they would go to the St. Simon website, and on the website it will indicate RCIA. And they would click on that link, and it would direct them to Beth Rutsky, who is right now overseeing RCIA, and she works in the parish office, and she would get them on the road to joining RCIA.
Okay, and what about just walking up to the office door and knocking on the door and saying, here I am, what do I do?
Well, I know that our parish office is open from Monday through Thursday from 7:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. And if Beth would happen to be in the office, then they could definitely do that, or they could leave their name and number at the front desk, and the lady there would take it, give it to Beth, and Beth would get right back to them as soon as she got back into the office.
You know, something wonderful about, we belonged to Holy Spirit at Geist for a number of years, and Father Phil did something there which really I thought was probably in the true spirit of keeping with what our Lord probably would have done, and that is that he instituted, we were there for many years by the first time he did this, a fast track to become a Catholic. And that was only offered to Catholics if you had been married to a Catholic your whole life and gone to Mass every Sunday for, you know, 20, 30 years, and always kind of, until you were familiar with the church, but had never gone through the formal process. He offered something, and it was a very small sliver of the population, but it certainly applied to many people at Holy Spirit. Mixed marriages that one or the other just had never made the commitment to become Catholic. And it started at Christmas time, shortly after Christmas, and was pretty much a shortened version of the spring semester. And it was a fast track. So I would encourage listeners, if you are interested or still have questions about the church, because as Kathy mentioned, there's still a good amount of time between now and Christmas that you could come, attend classes, ask a lot of questions before you make the commitment to, yes, I am interested in becoming Catholic. But I think the first thing is check in with the parish that you think you would be closest to and find out how they handle their program. Kathy Wright, St. Simon the Apostle Catholic Church, I thank you so much for being our guest on Faith in Action today. And I wonder if I'll leave you the last minute. We've got about a minute left. In your many years of Catholic education and service to the church, you have encountered so many different people over the years. Sometimes there's a marriage case. And I wonder if you could leave our listeners with a little bit of words of wisdom or counsel about those people who have been through RCIA, but maybe were not able to take the final step because of a marriage case.
Right, and we've had several of those, and one that sticks out in my mind so clearly, and I was able to go this past spring, and she went through what we call the annulment process, and that was, it's not saying that her first marriage did not exist. It was just saying that it was not a sacramental marriage, and in the eyes of the church, when you are married for life. So it was a different route for her to go through the annulment process, so she didn't get to come in at Easter Vigil. But she did get to come in this past summer, one Saturday evening, and I got to go watch her go through her sacraments before Mass with her entire family, and it was such a blessing to see that. She and her husband then were able to have a confirmation of their marriage, also convalidation, and it was just beautiful.
Incredibly beautiful. God bless you, Kathy. Thank you so much for being our guest on Faith in Action, and we're going to miss you. We're going to miss you, Kathy. I know God has great plans for you.
Thank you, MJ. I just love talking with you, and Catholic Radio is the best.
Have a great time on your trip to Florida.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. God bless you. Kathy, you did great. You did great. Thank you so much for being on the spot. What we just decided to do, because we were in such a rhythm there, is we just kept it running.
And we promised you two exciting guests for our second half of the show. As it turns out, this is the second half of the show, and it's all over. The two guests that we had were MJ Crowder and Jim Ganlin. And we were going to tell you about some of the things that are going on in Catholic Radio, but if you are a regular listener, you get to hear about most of them on the air anyhow. So we're going to wrap things up right now, and I want to thank our guests for being part of our show today, and remind you that you can hear Faith in Action on podcasts and on the web as well at catholicradioindy.org.
God bless you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.